What does the day-to-day missionary work look like in a business as missions context? By Live Dead, published on December 4, 2018. This is a story of a business as mission, BAM, practitioner, on the field, using business as a mechanism for planting the church in areas of the world where you can't do that with traditional missionary methods. In order to protect the work being done, we will not be sharing their names or specific locations for their protection. At the end of each of our English classes, we have a time of small group discussions with our students. It is a great time for them to practice and for us to get to know our students better. Yesterday, during this discussion time, I was sitting in a small circle with a group of young Muslim women and one married couple. I came in a little late to the conversation, but they were all talking about their holy city of Mecca. The married couple shared that they had the opportunity to visit a few years back. As they shared, the young girls listening became very excited and began clapping and congratulating them for this accomplishment in the Muslim faith. The man then looked at me and said, "You're a Christian, right?" I quickly said, "Yes, I follow Jesus." Before I could say anything further, they all began talking about Jesus and who he was. They shared about him being a good prophet, and that they don't believe he died, but he will come back to earth. Staying open, after listening for a little while, I asked them if I could share what I believe. They quickly agreed. I began sharing that in the Bible, it says that Jesus himself said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no person can go to God except through Jesus alone. I also shared that Jesus said he is the Son of God. If this is true, isn't he more than just a prophet? They all quickly began giving me all of the typical answers, such as, "Teacher, he was just a prophet. How could God have a relationship with Mary that would cause her to become pregnant? It isn't possible." I then said, "So a prophet is a person that is honest and full of integrity, right? They cannot tell a lie, right?" They said, "Of course, teacher." I asked the simple question, "Who did Jesus say he is?" The open door. Shortly after, the bell rang, and our time together was finished. One of the young girls quickly ran over to me and said, "Teacher, please read the Quran, it will explain everything." I looked at her and said, "Can I give you something to read as well?" She agreed, "I pray that their hearts will be enlightened and they will see Jesus clearly as they read these scriptures. I pray that the questions about who Jesus says he is will burn in their hearts and they will not rest until they find that he is the only way. Thank you for partnering with us in prayer." We truly believe these sort of conversations are taking place because of the prayers you are sowing on our behalf.